Stevie Gilroy, Edinburgh Falcons team manager.
You're still the team manager?
Well, at the moment, we've not had the AGM, so I'm confident that I'll get voted in again for 2017.
Why are you so confident?
Because we've had a successful year. You know, I think back to 12 months ago, me and you had this exact same chat, albeit in a different bowling club. Targets were for 2016 was to win the Northern Division 1, and we done it.
You've got better memory than me.
Ah, well, that's what's all about, eh? So, I'll only drink on one night of the year, and that's tonight.
So what about tonight? How's it been going?
A great night, great crowd, loads of kids, loads of dignitaries. We had the councillor, Lewis Ritchie, we had Mike Hunter for Edinburgh Speedway, and Jason Burke and his dad all the way from Sheffield, yourself, Russell for Bonnyrigg. Loads of different folk, so it's a great night, really happy, everybody's having a good time. That's what it's all about.
And socialising for a change.
Exactly, the pressure's off. Pressure was off six weeks ago. However, now is a night for socialising, having a bit of fun, and everybody seems to be doing that.
Trophies. Medals. No raffle. Everyone's enjoyed it and had great fun.
Aye, various folk have won things. If you didn't win a trophy, you might have won the raffle. But a lot of our people, a lot of our riders have went home with trophies. Certainly the 12 guys that contributed to our Division 1 success, including Daniel Orden, who was available via video link from Chesterhover, shows you how much the club means to him for him to do that. So I'm delighted.
There's a first because you won the league title, championship, or champions. And also a live Skype video link as well to Poland for another first. So what's going to be first next year, next season?
My first for next season is, it wouldn't be a first as in any club, because Stockport have defended the title, but I want to be the first Scottish club to defend the title. So I want our boys to defend this league title that they've won. They've worked hard for it, they've worked 20 years. So it's time for us to defend it now. Let's not let it go easy. You know what I mean? I'll be having that chat with the boys in February. But my goal is to retain the title. We've got a great squad here. We've got a team that love each other. They would fight for each other. You know, it's that's what I want. I've got a 9 or 10 or 11, 12 guys. So that's what I want. You know, they're a great bunch.
You've got various age groups. You've got various sizes, as in height and build, which must make the team very versatile and, of course, flexible as well.
Exactly. I spoke about Ewan Kennedy, this young, slight laddie. I chucked him in at the deep end in the last match of the season and he delivered. That's what I'm after. Cycle speed is a great sport. It's about the only sport in the world that a son, a dad, a granddad could all race in the one team quite easily. A girl could ride in the same team as a dad or a granddad.
The whole family.
Exactly, the whole family. That's right, at Sheffield. I've got a family called the Mortons where I've seen the mother, the father, two of the brothers and the sister riding. What sport can you do that in? It's fabulous.
And enjoy it at the same time.
Exactly. I know at times it can get a bit cutthroat and we're all wanting to win. But as you say, it's enjoyable. There's families going out there to enjoy it. We're travelling a long distance. I've always said, why would anybody travel 200 miles to have a horrendous day where everything goes against them and it's no good fun? If that's happening, maybe it's not the sport for you. But this sport's all about good fun and that's exactly what we portray at Edinburgh Falcons.
Right, let's have a look at Redbury's. Can there be any improvements made on Redbury's part, the way it stands just now for 2017?
Anybody for Brick Cycling would tell you, ah, they could improve it because they could build a fence, they could do this, they could do that, which is right, because that would improve it. However, for what we use it for our location in the UK, it's a perfect facility and it works really well. It's a great racing track, so many away riders love it. It's well prepared always. It's got a great clubhouse. We've got a cafeteria. We've got a couple of dedicated volunteers that keep the club afloat. Redbury's is perfect.
Well, so, let's hope you get perfect scores next season. And we chat, not necessarily in this place, maybe this club, maybe a different club, and find out what you've got to say at the end of the next season.
You betcha, Russell. We will.